Good evening. It's a pleasure to honor a brother, even as he's leaving us. Mike, why don't you stand and turn so that people can see you. Those who don't know you can know you. Turn so that they can see the fullness of your profile. Okay. For those of you who don't know Mike well, Mike arrived here approximately 2.5 years ago. He arrived here as a 19-year-old planning to do a mission year. He was planning to live in a single men's household, which for various reasons didn't materialize, and he ended up living with the servants of the word. I'm not sure what he thought about that at the time. I'm not completely sure what he thinks about that at this particular time. Mike will be returning home tomorrow. He was originally scheduled to return home next year sometime, and then it was advanced to December. And then because of this injury that you see that he's suffering from, he needed to get back as soon as possible to have some surgery done. He tore his pectoral muscle. He separated a tendon that's starting to withdraw, and it's not something that he can wait long to receive attention for. His injury could be a bit of a metaphor for Mike's life. Yeah. My father had a saying, it perhaps is something you're familiar with, has been used with you. Can you bit off more than you could chew? Are you familiar with that saying? Can you bit off more than you could chew? Mike was lifting weights. And Mike's a big man, and Mike can lift big weights. Particular day he sustained his injury, he had just accomplished his personal best, the highest weight he had ever lifted. Yeah, exactly. And Mike thought, well, if I'm that good, I can be better, right? And so he put on more weight, and he bit off more than he could chew. Yeah. The weight came down, and so did his shoulder. We could look at that as Mike having bit off more than he could chew. We can also look at it a little differently. Mike is a man who can be moved by awe. He can be inspired by the bigger picture. He came here with a desire to serve. He ended up living with the servants of the word, not because of any decision on his own. And in living with the servants of the word, he asked at some point, can I be a member of this organization? Again, I'm not sure what he thinks about that decision at this particular point, but Mike is a man who can be inspired, or he can be moved by awe, by a bigger picture, by that which is beyond his reach at this particular time. He did that when he moved here to serve the Lord, doing a mission year. He did that when he moved in with the servants of the word and then asked whether he could join the servants of the word. He did that when he was faced with ending his term and then deciding, I'd like to come back for more. Mike saw more, and he was inspired. He had a capacity for awe and a capacity for the bigger picture. Mike, I want to honor you for that, for your capacity for awe, for your ability to see and to yearn for the bigger picture, your desire to be a disciple and to yearn for that which is impossible for any one of us to live on our own, your desire to investigate living single. Mike has decided that's not the call for him. Your desire to be something significant for others. For those of you who know Mike well, If you have been chosen by Mike to be one of his friends, he's a friend with undying loyalty. He does not forget his friends. He goes out of his way. If there's a conflict between him and one of his friends, he loses sleep at night. He loses sleep, he gets upset stomach, he doesn't feel well until that's reconciled. He sees a bigger picture and he yearns for that. Mike, I want to honor you for that. I want to honor you for having come to serve, for having taken steps in discipleship, for seeing the bigger picture and wanting more. And as you go forth, we want the more for you as well. May God bless you. Yeah.
Thanks, Ken. Coming up, Natalie.
So from the many services that Mike has done over the time he's been here, I've had the privilege of working with Mike to serve the youth. And it definitely feels like you've been here more than 2.5 years. Mike, I want to honor you for the way you hold the best interests of the people that you are working with at heart. It takes a lot of courage and bravery to step away from a career and the successes that come with that, to acknowledge that God wants to do more with you and to allow him the time and the space to do so. Over the last couple of years, I've seen the way that Mike steps up to the challenge at hand, and he gives wholeheartedly to it, even when it's not easy. Mike was a great support to me when Joe passed away and Katrina naturally stepped back from youth. It's funny because I knew I was essentially running YouthLink on my own alongside a full-time job in peak COVID times, but I wasn't worried because I knew that I could count on you. Mike really quickly stood up to the challenge in supporting me in running this youth group so that we could keep it running. And that was important to me because I knew that was something that Joe would have wanted. So, thank you. just one of the very few examples that I have. And I know that you think we'll really miss your absence. They'll really feel you gone. So, Mike, I want to thank you. Thank you for giving yourself to us and to God, for allowing yourself to be taught, for serving us and our youth. Thank you for honoring the call God has on your life in a whole new country. I know that's really hard. and for giving God the opportunity to use you and to work in your life. And as I was thinking today, 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 to 14 came to mind. In summary, it's that the Lord loves a cheerful giver. He is able to make all grace abound to you, having all you need. You will abound in every good work. And so I pray that as you go from here, this will continue to ring true. Amen.
Thanks, Natalie. And Jacob.
So I just want to say, first off, it's been great to have you, Mike.
Should I take the mask off?
Oh, yes. Mike, a.k.a. Big Mikey, a.k.a. Little Mikey, has served as a force of good in the time that he's been here doing youth work in the last couple of years. You've approached YouthLink with a certain sort of vigour and friendliness and demeanour that I've come to appreciate greatly. And I'm sure that that's been reflected in this time with the older Antioch community as well. You have a great head for leadership and a great love for the Lord, which has been put on display to us in the talks that you've given and the youth links that you've led. And that love is amazing and inspiring. Coming from a foreign country to work and live with a bunch of people who you don't necessarily know in a house, which is a very different way of life, I'm sure, with unruly youths to look out for on a Friday, is no doubt an intimidating proposition, but we're very, very glad that you took it. Now, though we've seen you less than we would have liked, thanks to COVID protocol, the times when you have been here have been wonderful, and they've really left a long-lasting impression on me, and I'm sure on the other youths. I asked a couple of other youths what if they wanted to say anything, and one person shared how amazing it was that you could share with us your experiences and help us develop our relationship with God. And another said, thanks for all your help in YouthLink to make it so good. We really appreciate it. So I want to say thank you, Mike. It's been lovely to have you. Do come again soon. Your place as our resident American youth leader has been filled by Carl, who I'm sure will do a very good job. He's got big boots to fill. But for now, thank you very much for all you have done. And from the youth, we will miss you a lot.
Thanks, Jacob. Right, Mike, your right of reply. You can deny it all.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Mike you guys were talking about. But. I sat down to prepare something for this part about three times, and each time I really didn't get very far. And at one point I decided I was just going to wing it, and that would be an absolute disaster, and I'm really glad I didn't decide to do that. So I have a little something prepared. And what I really want to say is thank you. Thinking back to the trajectory my life was on 3 or 4 years ago, I was just a redneck living in Michigan with my truck and my job in welding, and God saw it fit for me to be a redneck living in London with no truck and no welding. So I thank him for that. He certainly knew better. I was doubtful for most of the time. And the only thing I'm doubtful now is that I didn't deserve any of the time that I got here, anything that I received from being here. Every joy and trial that I experienced in my services and in life in general, I was really shocked every single step of the way at how much God was working in my life and how much he was intentional in every single thing that happened, and how he used every single thing that happened to teach me a lesson and or have J.P. Fahad teach me a lesson. I've certainly grown, and that is very much so in thanks to you, the people of the community and the servants of the word who welcomed me. And I'm also not sure how you guys felt about me moving in at the time, so it's a twofold question there. But all in all, in hindsight, it's very easy to look at this week that I'm in this past little while and title it the bitter half of the bittersweet deal that this certainly is, and the sweet being Monday night tomorrow when I get home, my family and friends, and am rejoined to my truck and welding and all that whatnot. But that's certainly true. Saying goodbye is difficult, and if there was one thing I could do, it would be to skip all this, just because saying goodbye to this place and how much it's been in my life and how much it's formed me is really quite difficult. But in reality, I can only be joyful at how blessed I have been. I have only gained from this place. Anything I've put in has been returned to me many folds. The relationships and blessing that God has given me these past 2.5 years are all too beautiful in my memory to ever forget. So this is not goodbye forever. And finally, I thank you for not letting me ever feel like I was just one more in the long line of people who have come to London and Antioch and then left. As much as I am leaving, I never felt like any of you approached me or invested in me less because of it. So thank you for welcoming me into this very, very special and one-of-a-kind community in the Sword of the Spirit. Love you all, and I'll be seeing you. Thanks.
if we can just have a few people gather around Mike and we'll just say a word of prayer for him to send him on his way.
Father, send your spirit again and refresh him and strengthen him for all that lies ahead. Come, Holy Spirit.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord our God, Savior and King. God, our Redeemer.
Yes, Father, we thank you for Michael and we give you great thanks and praise for his life, for all the amazing growth that we've witnessed in his spirit. And Lord, we just right now in prayer as his brothers and sisters, we place a seal on everything you've done in his life in the last 2.5 years. And God, we thank you that there'll be no backsliding, that there'll be no issues with transition. And we speak glory and strength to strength in this new season that he's walking into. And as his friends, we release him into the new and into the more. We praise you, God. Amen.
And yes, Lord, we just pray your blessing on our brother Mike as he returns home. We ask your full healing for his shoulder. We pray that gets sorted really well. And Lord, just bless him as he has to kind of work all this strange Britishness out of his system and get normal again in Michigan. Father in heaven, we thank you for the time he's had with us. Bless him and use him for your glory. Amen. So our afternoon has thundered by and we have been so blessed. God is good. So just to finish up with, I'm going to hand back to Eleanor. Eleanor, please could you just lead us in a final song. Brothers and sisters, let's stand.